Hey there, welcome to episode 18 of Hike Your Own Hike. It's a beautiful Saturday morning. I got out this morning and when I started hiking it was probably about 64 degrees or something like that. And I just looked down and it's 75 right now. It's going to get up in the 80s and it's probably going to be pretty humid. So trying to get my time in the woods when it's a little more enjoyable than steamy, but it's beautiful, sunny. This entire spring has been pretty amazing. Very nice warm weather and dry, not humid at all. No bugs really, just a few. Michigan can be really interesting in the spring, and this year it's been just amazing. So I was thinking ever since I did the last episode, and of course, here I start recording right before I'm going up a hill, but last time I was talking about being part of a community and being active in every community in which you exist, whether that's, you know, in the career segment that you work or in your neighborhood or, you know, with your sports team or your hobby, whatever it happens to be, you have other people that you share that common interest with. And there's that community. And I found, you know, after hearing the guy that owns the, I gotta get the guy's name down, but the Washington hockey team, DC that is, the Capitals, there we go. Anyway, he talked about how that's been his motto and how he became a billionaire was just being active in the communities with which he existed or operated. So, as I think about that and do that, it makes you stand out. And that's something that I mentioned. So I started thinking about that because even as I said it, I felt a little bit of a tightening up of my muscles. And it was more of a trigger than a concern, or a trigger that actually led to a concern because, I mean, if you think about it, we are not conditioned to stand out. But I think it is so strange where we don't want to stand out, we don't want to do anything to draw any attention to ourselves. And I think in the past I've always looked at that as, you know, it's the fear of social pressure, the fear of judgment, all of that stuff. But then I started to dig a little bit deeper, especially as I, you know, am now raising a little child again. But from the time that we're growing up, people are telling us, no, stop, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. And we're like, even in school, you know, if we're doing something that's different than the rest of the kids, if we're speaking out, if we're acting out, if we're not acting in the exact compliant way that they want us to act, then we're tagged with ADHD or we're told that we have behavioral problems. But really, maybe we're just not, the environment that we're existing in isn't one where we can be, you know, move forward. Not everybody is the same and everybody has different skills. So anyway, all that beating down, and I mean, I even think about it with Oliver, you know, I'll tell him to stop doing something and he'll say, why? And if the answer ultimately gets to, because I told you so, or if that's the only answer I really have, I start to think about, so am I doing that so that I can improve my condition? Or am I doing that because I'm tired of hearing him? Or am I asking him to do it because he's in danger or because he's, you know, disrupting other people's silence or whatever it happens to be. But I really have started to notice when the only answer is just out of preference, I'd rather have him stop talking or stop asking questions. Because I think there's a certain point where, you know, behavior modification modifies behavior. And if you have patterns of that over and over again, I think you can start to really not want to stand out or even feel like if you do stand out or do something that's outside the norm, then, you know, you feel all awkward and you don't want to draw that attention to yourself. But one of the bigger reasons why it's interesting to me is the people that we see, like the Steve Jobs of the world or the, you know, the best athletes like the Steph Currys or anybody like that who's just extraordinary at what they do, they're different than everybody else. And we admire them, but we and even people in our own industry that are doing extremely well, or that, you know, have this huge market share, and we look at them and we admire it. And because, but the way that they got there is by being different, and it is by standing out. But yet we're watching it and wishing we had it, or saying we wished we had it. But then we don't modify our behavior and put ourselves in the position to stand out. So it's really interesting. And I understand my personality type is what it is. And I actually want to do, you know, create as much impact as I can within the communities that I operate. In order to do that, I have to stand out. Otherwise, no one's going to know that I exist. Because it, from my perspective, if you're trying to constantly fit in, and if you're, you know, constantly trying not to stand out and just go with the flow, nobody's going to know that you exist. So that's just something that I think about, and that's my perspective. Not saying it's the only one, but it's what makes sense to me. So anyhow, that's it. I'm going to go back to my hike, and thank you very much for listening.